Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I hope you're having a fantastic day. I'm your host, Curtis Harwell, and I am talking to you live from Austin, Texas studios, and you are listening to America's best and most listened to fitness show, the Curtis Harwell Show, and I am here every week for you. Hopefully I'll discuss topics for you every week that will help you to a better and healthier lifestyle. And I also want to thank all of the listeners out there, like I do every show, for listening to the show and making us the most listened to fitness show around. Without you guys, we would not have a show to share with you. You can participate in the show today by contacting me on Facebook at Curtis Harwell or Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio Show, or you can get me at Curtis Harwell Fit. On Twitter, you can get me at Get Fit by Curtis. You can also call into the show at 347-850-8748. Today's sponsor is Titan Fitnesswear. Hoodies, tank tops, T-shirts, all great prices, tons and tons of logos, lots of new stuff that's recently come out. I don't think anybody can beat their prices. You can get Titan Fitnesswear's gear at www.titanfitnesswear.spreadshirt.com. And very good pricing on the shipping, great pricing on the shirts. You put your order in, and that thing is out of there, and you usually have your shirt, from what I hear from everybody, 3 to 4 days. So you can't beat that at all. And they've been a great sponsor of ours since the very beginning, so give them some love, and they'll keep supporting the program, keeping us on the air. So I thank you very much for heading over to Titan Fitnesswear. Today we're going to have another great subject, and again, it's another subject I received from just a person I was having a conversation with, and their dilemma with high carbohydrate, low fat, high protein, low protein diets and stuff. And number one, you should just don't go on diets. Diets absolutely do not work. Diets are short term. When you develop something that's going to help you lose that fat and get you healthy and fit, you need something that's going to be long term. And so what you have to do is change your diet lifestyle. That's why most people, and the statistics bear it out, 9 out of 10 people gain all of the weight back, and most of them are heavier after they lose it than they did before. And that's because they went on a so-called diet, and that wasn't a long-term answer for what they needed. It was a short-term answer. So today we're going to discuss what your better high-carb or low-carb diet lifestyle plans. Now, as you know, diet plans are a dime a dozen. They're everywhere, and they come in all kinds of shapes and sizes and varieties. All you have to do, again, is listen to your radio, watch TV, the magazines. You've got 85 different diet plans. Each one claims to be the diet to end all diets, and all others are pale in comparison to what they offer. And it's absolute nonsense. Now, there's low-fat, high-carb, low-carb, high-fat, and high-end low-protein diet. Now, it seems to me that experts always, at least one, will always disagree with another expert's diet plan because their plan is the only true plan that really works. And there really isn't any one true plan out there that works. There's bits and pieces of all of the plans that work, but there's just not one true plan, because everybody's a little bit different. Everybody has a little bit different health issues, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes. All of those things also factor in the type of long-term diet lifestyle plan that you should have. Now, I'm going to analyze a few popular plans to see, you know, what's available out there, and then take I'm going to do something kind of unusual that many of you hadn't heard of before, but a lot of people in the bodybuilding and the fitness industry will know exactly what I'm talking about. But what I'm going to do is kind of combine the good points of each, you know, plan as far as high carb and low carb, and then develop a plan kind of somewhere in the middle. So you'll see where I'm going with this. Now, there are plans like the high protein, low carbohydrate diets, and one of the most popular is the Atkins diet. It's been widely promoted as an effective weight loss plan, and these programs generally recommend that dieters get 30 to 50% of their total calories from protein. Now, I'm a believer also. I don't believe in the Atkins diet, but because the Atkins diet has a little bit too much fat in it, and it's not a long-term approach. But my daily lifestyle plan, I usually like about 50% protein, 30% carbohydrates, and 20% fat, and that's adjusted depending on the person. So that's a basic area. Now, So the Atkins plan looks at about 50% of its total calories from protein, okay? But now if you look at the American Heart Association and, let's say, the National Cholesterol Education Program, the American Cancer Society, several of the, you know, those associations and societies, they actually recommend a much smaller percentage of calories for protein, which I've always thought has been a detriment. I really have. I think it should be much higher than what they recommend. Now, let's look at how the low carb diets work. Now, normally your body burns carbohydrates for fuel or glycogen. Now, when you drastically cut your carbs, the body goes into a metabolic state, which is called ketosis. Then what is supposed to happen, the body is supposed to begin to burn its own fat for fuel, okay? And when your fat stores become a primary energy source, you're supposed to lose, in quotation, weight. And so what I find when you go on the low carbohydrate diets, what you do is you can lose a lot of weight. But in all actuality, most of the weight that you lose is going to be muscle and water. Because I'm going to just tell you, unless you're severely obese and your body fat level is, let's say, below, you know, say it's 35% or so, it is nearly impossible to lose a pound of fat per week, okay? So these plans that say you can lose 5 to 6 pounds per week, you can't. But you're losing muscle, you're losing water, you're losing a small amount of fat, and you can also lose other things that, you know, when you lose weight, you lose total body weight. So you lose weight from all kinds of places. So just beware, okay? Now, let's look, because normally when you go on a low-carb diet, that means your protein intake is much higher. Now, so let's look at the risk of a high-protein, low-carb diet. Now, many, and including myself, experts have raised concern about high-protein, low-carb diets. Now, high cholesterol, some protein sources that you get your meat from, like fatty cuts of meat, whole dairy products, and other high-fat foods, all of these can raise your cholesterol, increasing your chance of heart disease, okay? And I've seen it happen to friend after friend after friend over the years, especially in bodybuilding, dying of heart disease and other things related because of the kind of when they would go on a low carb diet because of the types of proteins that they were eating, they weren't lean. Now studies also have showed that protein on the Atkins diet for up to 2 years actually had decreased bad cholesterol levels. So, you know, that has also, there's been a couple of studies, but I don't know the extent, you know, of those studies, but there are studies. Now, you also can have kidney problems. Now, if you have any kidney problems, eating too much protein puts added strain on your kidneys, and this could worsen your kidney function, okay? Another risk of a low-carb diet, high protein, is osteoporosis and kidney stones. Now, when you're on a high-protein diet, you may urinate more calcium than normal. Now, there are conflicting reports that some experts think this could make osteoporosis and kidney stones more likely, okay? These are just risks. It doesn't happen to everybody, just risks that you have to be concerned with on a low-carb, high-protein diet. And you can also have the risk of a very unhealthy metabolic state, which is called ketosis. That's when you have eating too much protein and not enough carbohydrates. Now, what happens during ketosis or ketosis, the body forms substances known as ketones. Now, these ketones can dull your appetite, can cause nausea, and I got to tell you, when you're in ketosis, I got to tell you, your breath is just awful. So if you have a significant other, let me tell you, they will let you know. But ketosis can be prevented by eating at least, you got to keep this in mind, at least 100 grams of carbohydrates a day. Now, is a low-carbohydrate diet, you know, right for you? Now, if you're considering a high-protein diet, please check with your doctor or nutritionist to see if it's okay for you. Now, I don't recommend the low-carb diets, okay? But your doctor, your nutritionist, they can help you come up with a plan that will make sure you're getting enough fruits and vegetables and that you're getting lean protein foods. Now, remember, weight loss that lasts, that is a lifelong thing, is usually based on changes you can live with for a long time, not a temporary diet. It's very important. And the last thing on this particular subject on a low-carb diet, I just want you to realize when you're on a low, very low-carbohydrate, you have to keep in mind that, and especially if most of us do work and we have families, and just think about what happens sometimes if you go on that so-called diet, what happens to you psychologically. Your brain only works off of glycogen, okay, carbohydrates. So when you go on these low carbohydrates, your brain, you feel foggy, you don't think straight, you get moody, you're lightheaded, because your brain only works off of glycogen or carbohydrates. Your brain cannot use the energy from the conversion of protein for energy or fat for energy. So please keep that in mind. Now, it seems the biggest current, you know, craze out there is eating low carbs. And basically, again, when you're on this low-carb diet, you're eating a lot of protein and any kind of fat out there, and you basically limit your carbohydrate intake. Now, depending on your plan, carbs might be restricted to 50 grams or less per day, and that's craziness. I see that all the time. I see it every day. People are consuming less than 50 grams, some of them 20 to 30 grams of protein a day. Now, of course, to make it more confusing, carbs are subcategorized into specific types of carbs. Now, you have sugars and starches, and they're the net carbs. There are also fibers and a newly concocted chemical called sugar alcohol. Now, that's the ingredient glycerin, which you will find, and I talk to people about this all the time, it's a wood alcohol. And what you do is you find glycerin now, which is in many of the low-carb, high bars out there. And what it does, this glycerin helps keep the bar moist instead of being a sawdust or tasting like sawdust. So the glycerin is very, very, very sweet. Takes very little bit of it to sweeten up whatever you're eating, but also your body can't digest it. Now, net carbs have a tendency to raise your blood sugar level, so you're not burning fat as efficiently, okay? Now, if you're following a low-carb plan, net carbs should be avoided. Avoid sugar. You have to avoid sugar. Now, unlike sugars and simple sugars, proteins and fats do not raise the blood sugar level, and so you have the freedom of eating more of those, okay? That's why you don't have that blood sugar spike when you just eat, when you're eating fat or fatty products or high protein, okay? And so, you know, even if you're out there health-wise, you'll go out and have a greasy hamburger and have it wrapped in lettuce. That's not any healthier than with the bread, okay, because of all of the fat. Now, do low-carb diet plans cause weight loss? Remember, again, I didn't say anything about fat. I said weight loss, okay? Now, yeah, you know, many people out there have dropped weight using a form of low-carb carbohydrate, you know, eating. But on these plans, more calories are burned than are consumed, okay? Now, a negative calorie diet is a negative calorie diet. So you're going to lose weight. The whole purpose of losing fat is to lose fat, okay? Now, a negative calorie intake causes weight loss. And again, it is pure mathematics. But there is some merit to the blood sugar control also of being on a lower carbohydrate diet. And again, back in the 1980s, the high-carb, low-fat diets were extremely popular. Now, let me give you a little quick look at a plan here. Eating fat makes you fat, okay? So if you eat fat, fat goes to fat. So don't eat any fat or as little as you can in about 20% of your diet. And that's simple. Now, your body utilizes carbohydrates or carbs for fuel more efficiently than fat. So you should eat lots of carbs, okay? You should eat your carbs, okay? In the last 15 to 20 years there have just been many, many, many low-fat products manufactured by all the leading food companies, okay? And what happens is most of these foods have been reformulated to have what's called the low-fat status. And most of them really have been just junk foods. They still have all the sugar and all the starches and most of the calories. But guess what? They have less fat. So when you see less fat or no fat on it, you think it's healthy. But you don't even look at the sugar content. You need to look at the sugar content. Now, the high carbohydrate plan is not a bad plan in itself. In fact, you know, I have used it personally as a competitive bodybuilder, and it has helped reduce my body fat levels to around anywhere from 4 to 6%, okay? And it got me ripped. I was using it correctly. But keep in mind, I wasn't eating a limitless supply of carbs just because, excuse me, they were low fat. I watched my calories too. Again, it is pure mathematics, okay? Now, what I've done over the years, and a lot of people have, I have combined the diet lifestyle plans of low carbohydrate and high carbohydrate, okay? Ingesting too many carbs will make you fat, period, okay? Too many carbs will make you fat, period. Now, let's take a quick look at how a low-carb diet or a high-carb diet can be combined to come up with a healthy eating plan. And it really works, okay? You know, excuse me. Now, my eating plan will combine the key aspects of both low-carb diets and high-carb diets. Remember, no sugar. We don't want sugar in these carb diets. What you'll do is rotate between low carbs on some days and high carbs on other days. Okay, but it's very important that exercise must be incorporated to make this plan work most effectively. You have to do the exercise. Now, ideally, I'd want you to do 20 to 30 minutes of high-intensity cardio. And in looking at this cardio, it should be done 4 to 5 days per week, okay? And then with weightlifting or exercising with the weights, I'd like you to be doing that at least 3 days a week, okay? At least 3 days a week. Now, my principle of this plan is basically what we do is athletes and competitors in bodybuilding and in the similar other sports of, you know, fitness and that. It's what we actually do and very similar to what many of us do to prepare for competitions. Now, and basically what is called is carbo loading, okay? Now, for extra energy, marathon runners try to eat lots of spaghetti and other carbs a day or so, 3 or 4 days before the big race. And this is a form of carbohydrate loading. Now, marathon runners, however, are not concerned about weight loss at this particular time when they're getting ready for competition. They are looking for maximum performance. Now, what I'm getting ready to give you right now is for fat loss, not athletic performance, but it will help your athletic performance because you'll have more glycogen in your system and your body will be used to pushing and pulling in the carbohydrates out of your body, which in turn will help you burn fat, okay? And so this is how it works, okay? So let's say we start on Monday. And again, you know, most of us out there, when we're doing our new diet lifestyle plans, it always starts on Monday, okay? So on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you should take in about 50 grams or less of carbohydrates for those 3 days, okay? Now, that's equivalent to, let's say, 1 to 2 baked potatoes or 2 to 3 small servings of rice for the entire day, okay? So this would be the low carbohydrate end of it, or the depletion phase. Okay, so that's what we're doing here. Okay, now you want to eat about 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So I'm pretty good anywhere from 0.5 to 1 gram. So you want to have 0.5 to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, and this is a serving of meat, which is about the size of a deck of cards. So, you know, if you're looking at your breast of chicken, meat, pork, fish, whatever, it's about the size of a deck of cards. And that will have about 30 grams of protein in it. Now, if you look at whole eggs have 6 grams of protein, and egg whites have about 3 grams of protein, okay? So just really important that you get the protein. So, for example, if you weigh 150 pounds, you'll need about 5 servings of meat per day or protein. Now, protein supplements can help with getting, you know, help you with getting your extra protein if you don't want to eat that much meat. And so you can look at the whey protein, casein. You know, I don't recommend soy, but if you like soy, you can do soy protein powders. And they're available in most stores out there, even, you know, Walmart, Target, the GNC, the Vitamin Shop, they all have them. So, you know, just price and get the least expensive stuff that you can. Now, 3 days of the week, you can have lots and lots of fresh vegetables or cooked, but don't eat any fruit. No fruit. No fruit the first 3 days. Okay. Now you want to do this because you're trying to keep the blood sugar at a even level. So in addition to the veggies, eat only complex carbs such as sweet potatoes, hams, oatmeal, brown rice, quinoa. Those kinds of things are what you want to eat as far as your complex carbohydrates. And then as far as your meats go, you want to choose lean cuts of meat, chicken, turkey, fish. They're the best. But lean red meats, it's absolutely okay too. Now, these 3 days are very important because the process of eating low carbs for a few days is called, as I said before, called carbo depletion or carb depletion, okay? Now, basically what you're doing is draining your muscle cells of sugar or glycogen and letting the body use its fat reserves for energy. So what you're doing is you're using up the glycogen, and then you're trying to kickstart your body to start using its fat reserves as energy. Now, this is similar to a low-carb trend, but I take it one step further and continually eat low-carb foods in these 3 days, okay? Now, exercise is important because this contributes to draining the muscles of the glycogen. So you have to have the exercise to get the glycogen out of the muscle cells. Now, on Thursday and Friday, what I want you to do is try it and gradually reintroduce carbs back into your diet. Now, by increasing your carbs again, you carbo load. And this allows your muscles to fill back up with their energy reserves, okay? Remember, your energy reserves are glycogen, which is stored in your muscle cells. And your brain only works off of glycogen. Now, Thursday, you can eat about 100 grams of carbs, and that actually can include some fruit, okay, on Thursday. Now, spread the carbs throughout the day. Just don't eat them all at one meal. Spread them out over the day. Don't eat them all at one meal. Now, you can always, every day, eat as much veggies as you want any day of the week, as long as you're eating greens or fibrous vegetables, okay? Now, you don't want to include starchy vegetables like potatoes for your veggie intake. Potatoes and stuff like that are not included as veggies. Now, stay away from simple sugars like candy and no fruit juice, okay? Unless the fruit juice has no sugar. Now, the Friday carb count should be somewhere between 150 to 200 grams of carbs. And then you can also decrease your protein slightly on Thursday and Friday if you want to do that too, okay? Now, on Saturday, you can again repeat the cycle of low carbs for 3 days, and then load back up for 2 days. Now, you can also keep your carbs at around 150 to 200 grams again for Saturday and Sunday, if you like, and just start the cycle again on Monday. And you'll notice that you'll start feeling better, the fat will start coming off, and you will really start feeling much, much better, and the fat will come off. It really will. Now, most people can lose weight on all types of diet plans that restrict calories and what you can eat, at least in the short term. Low-carb diets, especially very low-carb diets, may lead to greater short-term weight loss, may lead to greater short-term weight loss than low-fat diets. But the deal is here is you need to have a constant supply of carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are good. They are your friend as long as they're complex and not sugar and candy and fruit juices, and you'll be okay. Everyone, you have a fantastic weekend. I really appreciate you listening to the show. I hope today's show has helped you understand high carb and low carb a little bit. We'll see you next week. Love, peace out.